And good afternoon to you at 2:40 in the afternoon now, and a chilly one, another chilly one in Eugene outside, although I see we're above freezing now in downtown Eugene, and things are turning to slush instead of straight out ice and snow, and we're thankful for that. Nathaniel Talbot, also Jeffrey Martin, and Anna Tivel are here to play as three folks who will be gathering tonight at the Avalon Lodge in Eugene. It's out west Amazon. And we'll be playing a little bit of music from each of the players this afternoon. Their music starts at 7 o'clock at the Avalon Lodge tonight. And you can get more information at 541-517-1598. Welcome to you all.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great.
I'm really impressed that you guys were able to travel down from Portland, get here and get here in one piece and be ready to go and play. I really appreciate that. Nathaniel, you live on Whidbey Island, correct?
That is correct.
All right, and you coming down to a tour now and again through the Northwest and through Northern California, I presume as well, right?
Yeah, when I can squeeze it in, I try to do it as often as possible. Yeah. Played a lot more when I was living in Portland, but now I'm living up in Whidbey Island where I run a small farm, so music's been kind of pushed into the margins a little bit more, but Anna and I get together every 2 or 3 months and do a run of shows, and
how long have you guys been playing together?
Probably 3 years now or something. Yeah. She hopped in on my CD release show.
And then he moved.
And then I moved promptly after that. I had to get out of there.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of that moving stuff in just a minute. We got people that are kind of checkerboard across the Northwest right now. Let's get into a tune, shall we, Nathaniel? Let's try yours first. That sound right? Oh, Anna's first.
Anna's
okay.
First,
Anna, tell us a little bit about the song and and what we got going.
This song's called 1001. It's a newer song. It's a four-chord song. So if you want to play along, there's only four chords. They repeat over and over.
Well, tell them which ones they are, though. You know.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Well, it's capo one, so that throws things off.
Oh, okay.
Ringing in the dark, gonna scare these crows, go tuck their heads in someone else's yard. I got a heavy load, gonna lay it out. So if God ain't home, please tell me now before I kneel down. Loving gets so damn hard. I am asleep, I guess, until you come for me. Out in the wilderness, in the dark, I am lost, but I am almost free. I am a fighting.
beautiful. Thank you very much. What's the name of the tune again?
1001.
Cool. What's important for you, Anna, while you're when you get to write music, when you get to, a feeling for a song or a segment of lyrics or something? What's important that you carry through to make it a successful tune for you?
I guess images to me are what. Just trying to describe a feeling without saying the exact feeling, I think, is what I find myself trying to do, for the better or for worse, being too vague or right on the money. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess that, just images in your head that strike you.
Yeah. Good one. It's Anna Tivel on guitar and playing that tune along with Nathaniel Talbot on guitar doing the lead parts there. And we got a little switcheroo going on around behind the microphones. You're listening to KLCC, the Q program, and we have three singer-songwriters who are in Eugene to play this evening at the Avalon Lodge. That's out west Amazon in South Eugene. So who's next here?
I think Nathaniel's going.
Okay, and right. If you recognize that voice, it's because he's been around and gone for a while. But Nathaniel, let me ask you something.
Sure.
And that's, you mentioned a little bit before you were a farmer as well as a player. How do you balance that one out?
That's a good question. I kind of had anticipated music being thrown onto the very furthest back burner possible once I started farming, but I've managed to whittle out some time for it on weekends and especially during the fall. It's very it became a seasonal gig for me now. I can't take too much in the summer when the crops are on, but in the fall and the winter down season, it's kind of like I'm like a tea kettle that's been boiling all summer, and my lid finally pops off in the down season. I get to play and write a whole bunch, and so.
Yeah. How many acres up on Whidbey Island do you farm?
It's a very small farm. We're growing on 3 acres of vegetables, and so just two of us doing it all ourselves and direct marketing everything. So keeping it pretty small scale at the moment.
But, right, and yeah. You have a new recording out that we want to mention here as well. It's called Here in the Fields.
Aptly, yeah.
With a quartet.
Yeah, it features Anna Tivel as well and a couple of other killer players from Portland on drums and bass. And there are tunes that mostly I wrote when I was kind of weeding row upon row feet of carrots and kicking around tractors. And these are ideas that popped into my head during those moments when I was out there doing what I do. And so,
Have you got one for us? From
we'll do one from that record. This one's called The Great Levee. Anna's gonna crush it on the fiddle here. Let's see.
Nathaniel Talbot on KLCC.
Bucket by bucket full we can carry the clay back to its home on the hill. The axe and the spade, 300 years of pounding rain, gave the river a bed more than its fill. And all the barons are drinking wine down on the water. The great levee casts a shadow on their homes. What landlord would care if he was ever even aware? Yet up on the hill, the plows are scraping at stones. Thank you. bucket by bucket full, we can carry the clay back to its home on the hill. The axe and the spade, 300 years of pounding rain, gave the river a bit more than its fill. Till one day she let out a mighty rumble, stood 15 feet higher than before, like a soldier climbing the ranks, she outgrew those banks and ordered the town be no more. A humble ancestor, you couldn't have known this. Yeah, as you gather wild grains from the river reeds, cleared a small patch of earth, buried your harvest right back in the dirt, knowing quite well there were families to feed. Back home there were families to feed. Singing bucket by bucket full, we can carry the clay back to its home on the hill. The axe and the spade, 300 years of pounding rain, gave the river a bit more than its fill.
That's pretty.
Thanks.
Nice waltz thing. It always works. I think agriculture and waltz
and
time
waltz
work together somehow.
I know. It's cliche, but I milk it as hard
no,
as I can.
No, yeah. No, I think
I'm
it's home.
Kidding.
It's really, it really sounded good, man. All right, let's bring the third voice into this conversation this afternoon. Jeffrey Martin, how have you been?
I've been well.
All right. Now, you've been moved up to Portland, the big city.
Yeah, I moved up to Portland
so
a few months ago.
How's it running up there, man?
It's going well. Yeah, it's really, I like it a lot. There's no snow up there right now. Actually, you guys got the worst of it, didn't you?
We did get the worst of it. It's been hanging around for the best part of a week here. How did you meet up with these two players, Jeffrey?
I met Nathaniel at Sisters Folk Fest, right?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And then Anna, I met at a show in Portland, and we've been playing together now for a year and a half or so, and yeah. I wish Nathaniel was down in this area more often.
Well,
it's fun to play with
him. No, that is the weird one too, isn't it? Anna, you're originally from the Puget Sound area, Seattle area, and now live in Portland. And Nathaniel, you are originally from Portland, now living in the Puget Sound area. Jeffrey, you're from here. Now you've moved up to Portland.
I guess I could go become a farmer and help you out.
Yeah. You guys are just kind of working it around, aren't you? It's a wonder you find each other along the way. So, Jeffrey, we got a tune for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this a new thing?
This is a new thing. It's called Coal Fire. And Nathaniel and Anna are going to play on this one. I read a story about a coal fire. It burned for 80 miles underground. under rivers and across the state line. Without a flame, without a sound. It burned a building and some fence poles. And it come up from the dirt into the sky. And when they interviewed the town folks, they said that hell was on the rise. Now I'm looking out the window while you are sleeping. I'm scared out of my mind, oh no. I feel that fire creeping. Everywhere I go, always burns down. Everyone I love is trying to figure me out. And everything I knew I buried underground. Underground. I saw a picture of a picture. It reminded me of myself. Like a coal fire burning underground. From up above it's hard to tell. You said that I could stay here. Open my chest for just you to see. All these acres of quiet fire that are burning down in me. Now I'm looking out the window while you are sleeping. Scared out of my mind. I feel that fire creeping.
That's Jeffrey Martin. Very nice, Jeffrey. Thank you very much. Also, Anna Tivel and Nathaniel Talbot. They're playing the Avalon Lodge in Eugene tonight, starting at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to know more about the concert, it's 541-517-1598.